trembling with tears. All my life the doors kept closing on me, and nothing in the world can open my heart but your kindness. Da 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 da, ba da ba ba.
You are listening to the WGXC Acre 90.7 on your FM dial and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Andrew Barwick of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Alex Galt reports for Columbia Green Media that a new report from New York's Coalition for Open Government finds that many New York counties are violating freedom for information law requirements, and some are failing to enforce proper email communications policies for their officials. The coalition tested 18 counties and found that 39% didn't respond correctly or sometimes at all to requests for information from the public. Paul Wolf, president of the Coalition for Open Government, said, and I quote, "Only 61% of the counties we sent a FOIL request to acknowledged that request within 5 business days. So 61% compliance is pretty disappointing. FOIL has been in effect in New York for 45 years now, and it's not hard to acknowledge a request within 5 business days, end quote. Locally, Rensselaer and Schoharie counties never responded appropriately to the coalition's FOIL requests for their elected official email policies. Rensselaer County officials also ignored the follow-up email from the coalition. Delaware County officials, the survey found, were following the law properly. The survey also found that Delaware and Schoharie County officials did not list their legislators' email addresses publicly. New York has no mechanism to enforce its open meetings or freedom of information laws. Wolf said, and I quote, "No one will be held accountable. No one will be reprimanded for failure to comply. No fines will be imposed. The only recourse for our organization or for others is to go hire an attorney and file a lawsuit. And that's just not a realistic way to enforce the law,"
end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sahil Kapoor reports for NBC News that the U.S. House voted on July 21st for legislation to codify the right to contraception nationwide. But Republican Elise Stefanik voted against the Right to Contraception Act, which passed 228 to 195. Only 8 Republicans voted with the Democrats for the law that would establish a right in federal law for individuals to obtain and use contraceptives. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in his decision allowing states to ban abortion, wrote that the same logic would overturn the current national right women have to birth control. The bill would need 10 Republicans to vote for it in the Senate, which seems unlikely. Most Republicans across the country are now on record as against women having abortions and access to birth control. Read more about this story at the NBC News website. Melanie Lekosepik is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. For the time being, the Coyman's Planning Zoning Board of Appeals has declined to decide on whether an August concert and camping event at Magic Forest Farm can take place until the property owner meets certain conditions for approval. Property owner Joan Mahoney and farm operator Jason Ball originally planned a series of concerts and camping events at the agrotourism site on Bucks Ranch Road for between 250 and 1,000 attendees. Town Supervisor George McHugh filed an appeal requesting the property owner to be required to apply for a use variance rather than a special use permit for the events, claiming the concerts were the focus of the property owner's application rather than the camping, which would be allowed. The board granted McHugh's appeal in May, and Ball and Mahoney decided to apply for a permit for a temporary campground and hold a single concert and weekend camping event from August 5th to August 8th. Town attorney Andrew Brick said the board requested more information, including an insurance policy, and required Ball to meet with the police chief, town supervisor, and others to determine what needs to be done to ensure the temporary campground and concert is in compliance with town codes. Brick said, and I quote, "The other recommendations from the working group, they fall into two categories. One is a recommendation that 2 EMTs be on site at all times. I think you want to follow that recommendation. Those are the experts. And then there are some construction or renovations of the road," end quote. Board Chairman Robert Nolan said the biggest sticking point will be the sound levels of the event and camping activities. The board decided music would begin starting at 10:30 a.m. and continue through 11 p.m. The exception would be on Sunday, when it would have to stop at 9 p.m. Brick said he would draft a list of conditions for the event by July 27th, when the board is next scheduled to meet and expected to make a decision. In the meantime, he directed Ball to meet with EMTs and the highway superintendent to talk safety precautions and improvements to the emergency access road. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports or COVID-19 update, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, the National Weather Service in Albany is issuing a heat advisory for the WGXC listening area, in effect from noon Saturday to 8 p.m. Sunday. Heat index values reaching around 95 degrees on Saturday and 95 to 102 on Sunday. It will be sunny and hot on Saturday with a temperature high near 93 degrees, and Saturday night partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 70 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny and hot
with a temperature high near 96 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 72.
The times for the sandbar beneath the Rip Van Winkle Bridge to appear are on Saturday between 4:30 and 8 a.m. and from 4:15 p.m. to 8 p.m. Current will be relatively low. Sunday, it appears between 5:10 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 5 p.m. to 8:40 p.m. Again, the current conditions will be relatively low and calm. Looking way up, we see moderate geomagnetic storms are possible this weekend as we say hello to a slow-moving coronal mass ejection, which is already causing trouble in the radio spectrum. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible and the 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 124. And I really wanted to do one of those cheesy public radio fun drive bits where I sit quietly and make you contemplate life without us. But the weather this week has been pretty extreme and I couldn't let you go without proper warnings. And that's how we make it, folks, by having each other's backs. And if you got our back, then consider dumping some of your love, money, positive energy, or even your friends into WGXE.org. We truly appreciate it.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Beth R. of Acre, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWan. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
Number
10.
Thank you.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine,
nine.
Don't lie. 2022 new music there from Ty Segall. The song is called Don't Lie. And you're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered community radio for open ears.
Number
8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we
That was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at
Number 7.
Joe McPhee is a renowned saxophonist who resides in Poughkeepsie, and his Nation Time album, originally released in 1970 and reissued in the year 2000, is a jazz classic. Now, in 2022, the band Moor Mother, on their album Jazz Codes, has a song called Joe McPhee Nation Time Intro.
Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. All y'all ready? Holla, scream, shout. It's Nation Time. It's Nation Time. It's Nation Time for real.
Yo, cops in patrol cars, cops on the beat. We'll be standing on the corners, we'll be marching in the street. Helicopters overhead, another brother shot dead. What time is it? It's Nation Time! Racist fascists in our White House, neo-Nazis in the streets. We got miles to go and promises to keep. Culture vultures in our beds, another bullet in our heads. What time is it? It's Nation Time.
Number 6.
Yeah.
ghost power there, members of the bands Dymaxion and Stereolab, with their 2022 album Ghost Power and the song Asteroid Witch on the radio at WGXC.
Number
the nightlife. So don't tell me of your troubles, your emotional grief. Taking the sights, this is shore leave. Don't talk of too long, unscrew your frown. Enjoy the entertainments of nighttime town. Experience the red rooms, the green tables, the souvenirs make memories haunting or favored. The gallant mist of red-blooded chivalry instilled in basic training. By standing in line today, you secure a place among the saints. Go get them, son, now your life begins. To die for your country does not win a war. To kill for your country is what wins a war. Don't tell your name, don't ask for hers. In this land of oysters, you are the world. Painless plainness of military life resumes tomorrow night. If not for you, it would have been cholera, malaria, or some eastern disease. Forget about it, son. A slap is all you need. Massacres of ages, too many to recall. Limbs rendered, birds by the speed they flew off. A soup nothingness that once was your best friend. Motherless children and temptress widows. The wild, the useless, the dead. I don't shoot on the spot. Our bullets were made for men like you, the impotent idiots God forgot. Tonight you decide which corner takes residence, which room looms forever in your mind. But now you're on your own. We don't need men like you.
Black MIDI with 2022 new music. The song's called Welcome to Hell.
Number
4444444.
Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch.
We'll be right back.
Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success.
Number
three.
Two.
That was 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song was called Experimental and Professional from his album Evolution, Here We Come, with Forsythe on guitar, along with Tom Malik, Doug McComb from Tortoise on bass, and Ryan Jewell on drums. Derek Bailey recorded Domestic Jungle in the 1990s, improvising on guitar along with Jungle Pirate radio stations. And he wrote about this record, quote, "The station's not there now. Usually they've started by 5:30. They've no announcements. When they go off, it just stops. When they come on, it just blasts in. It's enormously loud. I get it accidentally sometimes when I'm just messing about. So I've been listening to it, and I really like the way they do it on the radio. I have to say that in recent times, it seems to have gotten softer, a lot less abrasive in some ways. There are more vocal samples, for example. But what I do like about the radio is the live quality. Although the stuff is records, they don't leave them alone. They'll talk over them, advertise gigs, order a pizza. The music's constant, but with interruptions. It's very live, and with that sustained pace, which, of course, is inhuman, and it's nice to play along with, particularly as opposed to free jazz situations where the pace is often very slow. I found it fantastic to practice with, so for a long time I've been doing that. I've always liked the parts where the music stops and drifts along. You got some ridiculous string orchestra, then it just slips a bit. The pitch goes, or they slow it down or something. Then the drums come back. It's completely meaningless. I like that. What is a pain and can sometimes dilute it is the repetitive, looped, or sampled vocals. The funny thing is, I've never heard a jungle record. All I've heard has been off the radio," unquote. Here is Derek Bailey's Domestic Jungle record.
Thank you. Thank you.